This is from Atlanta Urinal Constipation Blog. From last Friday, it hasn't gotten widespread news yet or play, but former U.S. Senator Zell Miller made a little news in Macon last week when he declared that abortion has contributed to the military's manpower shortage, the Social Security crisis, and the flow of illegal immigrants to the United States. How could this great land of plenty produce too few people in the last 30 years? Here's the brutal truth that no one dares mention. We are too few because too many of our babies have been killed, said Zell Miller. Over 45 million since Roe v. Wade in 1973. If those 45 million children had lived, today they would be defending our country, they'd be filling our jobs, they'd be paying into Social Security. Still, we watch as 3,700 babies are killed every single day in America. It's unbelievable that a nation under God would allow this. And they say here on the blog, if you doubt us, check the video. They can't believe somebody would actually say it. They can't believe somebody would actually think it. So if you doubt what we're reporting here, here's the video. At the Macon Telegraph's website, the comments are made at a Tuesday night fundraiser for a local anti-abortion counseling center. State Senator Nancy Schaefer, a Republican from Turnerville, Georgia, who has become an ideological ally of Zell Miller on the abortion issue, made a similar statement almost exactly a year ago, but backed off upon inquiries by the press. Somehow we don't think Miller is inclined to throw himself in reverse. I would only have one small nitpick with former Senator Zeller over this. How many of these 45 million children who have been aborted would be Democrats, would be the offspring of Democrats, and as such, how many of them would have jobs? As such, how many of them would even think of joining the military? I know there's some Republican liberal babes in there that going out and had abortions too, but the vast majority of them are liberals. This way, if you look at the demographics of the future, you could say liberals are aborting themselves out of the majority. If current trends hold, everybody knows that's who's having the majority of these things, right?